Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I do want to get into some racing, and I love Road America, and I love the fact that if you're going to go to anybody with racing knowledge in the state of Wisconsin, you go to the top dog. That is our buddy Matt Kenseth now joining us. Matt, how you been, my friend?
Hey, doing good, Bill. How are you?
We are doing well. How's retirement treating you?
It's not bad. It's been a good summer. It's been a lot of fun.
Are you? I would assume you're still out traveling. You're speaking. You're involved in racing in some way, shape, or form. Correct?
Not really.
Really?
Pretty much took most of the summer off. So I did run a couple short track races. I ran Slinger Nationals here last month, and then I ran up at Madison, Wisconsin last Friday. But that's really the only thing I've done that's been, really around the sport at all. I haven't really been to a race or. Really done much else. So really just enjoyed the summer with Katie and the kid, and just woke up every day and found a new adventure. It was pretty fun.
How did you like racing at Slinger? Actually, I've always said racing at Slinger, and I had a chance to drive in a couple of different like celebrity races and stuff out there, and I drove a super late model car, and that's like racing in a salad bowl.
Yeah, it's a fun little track. It's not a track where you can let your guard down or not pay attention for a couple seconds, that's for sure. Stuff happens really fast there. I remember when I first started going there and racing, and from then until now, it hasn't really changed that much. It's always intense, and you gotta bring your A game whenever you go there, for sure.
So we have the Xfinity Series that's going to come a call in into Wisconsin this weekend up at Road America. What kind of challenges does Road America present? It's such a beautiful course as opposed to a place like, out in Sonoma. It's so much different, even though it's a road course. But what kind of challenges does it present?
Yeah, you're not going to believe this, but I've never raced at Road America.
Stop
it! This will be my first trip to Road America for a race, so I'm looking forward to going up with the guys from C-Tech and checking out the race and seeing what it's all about and see some fans and some customers and do all that stuff. But I have never been to a race up there, much less drove on the track. The only time I've ever been there is one year I was on a Kyle Petty charity ride, and we rode our motorcycles through Elkhart Lake, and then I'll go out to the racetrack and I think did a partial lap or something on our motorcycles. But that's the only time I've been there.
Wow. Now, see, last year before I got married, of all people, Mario Andretti and then Ari Leyendijk Jr. took my wife and I in the IndyCar two-seaters through that track.
Oh, awesome.
Have you ever been in an IndyCar? You ever drove IndyCar?
I have not.
Okay, that's a whole weird experience because you do everything you can just to breathe. I would assume it's kind of the same thing hitting 200 miles an hour coming down the straightaway at Indianapolis, but in a NASCAR. But it just you have to learn how to breathe. I mean, you couldn't even breathe in that thing. But I've never experienced anything like that. The undulation in that track is amazing. So that's cool that you're going to get. Well, I've done something you haven't. This is fantastic.
I'm hoping maybe someday I'll still get a chance to race there or something, but Xfinity race looks like fun. But like I said, I think this is a good first step. I'll be able to go check it out. But I bet that ride in IndyCar was really fun. I don't know that I would want to ride with somebody else. I would like to be in control, but I think driving around there and it would be pretty fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. Now, so how much are you one of these guys that, now that you're away from it, you're not watching it on weekends and not really paying attention to it, or are you still looking over that fence?
Just kind of more of a casual fan, I guess I would say. I still have a lot of friends that are, that are racing and are on teams and stuff like that, so you kind of check out and see how they do. And, if I'm home and we don't have anything going on, I certainly turn on and watch it. You look forward to watching some of them, like Bristol and the road courses, and there's certain ones that you like to see them all, but certain ones you like to see more than others. But other than that, like I said, we've been traveling a lot this summer and, haven't really had a lot of couch time to sit and turn the TV on and watch the whole races. So I've seen bits and pieces of quite a few. I maybe watched one or two, I guess, in entirety.
I know when you talked about this being your final year last year that we talked about what you're going to do, and it was kind of like a little bit of an unknown. It sounds like you're really enjoying yourself.
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think it's always an adjustment. So I think the first few months of the year were probably, you know, a little bit rough. And then, you know, as time goes on, it definitely gets better. And when the kids got out of school, it was, like I said, we had a lot of fun traveling around. And, you know, now that they're back in school, it's a little different when they're out of the house all day for sure. But yeah, I'm sure something's still going to come around eventually. But like I said, I just really took this summer and just tried not to think about what was next professionally or anything like that, and just really focus on my family and having fun.
So does this mean we are going to have a guest commentator after a Packers game over at Hinterland with Gary Ellerson and myself, that maybe one of the Kenseth members may stroll over and say, hey, I'll sit down with you for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, that would be fun. send the invite over.
Hell yeah, Matt. You know that. You're the biggest Packer racing fan that's out there, dude. Anytime you want to come over and join us, go to a game and come on over. We'll buy you dinner after the fact. Come on over and hang out with us for a little while. That'd be great.
Sounds like fun. Let's get that worked out for this week.
Whenever you want to go, you let me know. Joe's got your number. We'd be happy to get you up there and just you kind of hang with us. I mean, who knows? You got access down to the sidelines. You can get better view than we can, for God's sakes.
I don't know that I really do anymore.
They forget about you once you go away, don't they?
Yeah.
Hey, so what's next? I mean, obviously, you've got a wealth of knowledge. Are teams tapping you for anything? Is there anybody? Would you like to get back into it? Would you like to work on cars? Would you like to wrench a little bit, work with crew chiefs or commentator? What are your thoughts moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I don't really know. I haven't had anything to do with really any race teams at all this year since Homestead last year. You know, when I ran my last race with Roush, I really haven't really had anything to do with any teams or really been involved really in the sport at all, to be totally honest with you. So I don't know. You never know what'll pop up someday. Maybe something will pop up and kind of pique your interest, and it'll be something you want to be involved in and go do, or go try and do it for a while. And maybe not. I don't really know. I guess I haven't really been actively searching for anything, I guess, at the moment.
Hey, I do got to ask you, as a guy that, like you said, you're out with the family and the kids and traveling around, boy, it had to, like, make you stop and pause for a minute when you read about the airplane accident with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family on that plane, right?
Yeah, that was really scary. They were very fortunate to, from the things that I've seen and heard and stuff like that, they were very fortunate to get out of there the way they did. That was pretty frightening, to say the least.
Well, I do like your speakers page and your excellence page and all the stuff that they send us. Not that I didn't know all this stuff already, but you look mighty dapper in your Citizens Watch and with Jay Leno and all that kind of stuff. You're pretty cool, man. You led a cool life.
I have no idea what they sent you. I've probably never seen it, but thanks. Yeah.
Well, one picture, you know, you look like the grizzled veteran with the beard, and then the next picture is like when you were 12 or something, sitting on your first car. It's the lifestyle. There you go.
Yeah, Matt, a little bit of everything.
Matt, it's always a pleasure. Hey, seriously, if you want to come up to, if you're going to be at Lambeau, man, let me know, or touch base with Joe or whatever. We'd love to have you on and hook up and say hello and maybe grab you dinner after the fact. But as one of the biggest Packer fans out there, we'd love to do it.
Yeah, I'd love to do it sometime. Songs are great.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right. See you.
There you go. Matt Kenseth joining us for a couple of minutes. NASCAR driver, now retired, enjoying his life, and drove with Joe Gibbs Racing for many, many years, and now just kind of out. I can't believe he's never driven at Road America. That blew me away. I thought look, there's a couple of places in the state of Wisconsin growing up as a kid, when you're racing, you want to drive. You know, obviously you want to drive the lacrosse track, you want to go to Slinger, you want to go to some of the smaller tracks, you know, out in Madison. You want to go to these tracks. You want to get around. But you want to drive at Road America, and you want to drive at the Milwaukee Mile. Those are the two places you want to go. You want to get on that track at some point and go, look what I'm doing with some big-time stands and big-time people watching me. That's where you want. I can't believe he's never driven at Road America. Never driven at Road America. That just blows me away. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.